help him out.
Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
Oh, you are my strength. You are my strength when I am weak.
You are the treasure that I see. You are my just to not to give up, I'll be a fool. You are my only Lord.
Heavenly Father, we give you glory this morning again. Thank you very much, Father, because when a man comes to your presence and he seeks your face in truth and in spirit, Lord, you will not allow such, oh God, to go empty-handed. Father, this morning, by the name of our Lord Jesus, we will not live here empty-handed. Lord, this is the beginning of a new month and the beginning of a quarter. And so, Father, we receive all that are needed that will carry us not only for this month, oh God, but Father, it will carry us beyond this quarter, this last quarter. It will carry us through by your power and your grace. This is our request this morning. We need a very short time that we have. Holy Spirit of God, please overtake us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. By the grace of the Lord, we're going to finish early. And we will just introduce something and then we're going to make it very snappy because the Lord has been blessing us since morning. And then we want to just look briefly within a few minutes and then we pray. But we must have the word of God with us. Actually, there are a number of things we wanted to do today, but we have decided to cut them. And by the next opportunity the Lord gives us, we will continue where we stop. Praise the living Jesus. This is a month, this is a new month, and please turn with me to the book of Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Let's look at Psalm 27 briefly. Just a verse presently, but because of my time, I wish we go through the old verses. The old verses. Please, spare me just 2 minutes. Let's go through the old verses in verse 27. It's only, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, he shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye me, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, hide not my face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. For false witness are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. I just want us to consider the secret of enduring victory. The secret of enduring victory. We were just open today. By the grace of the Lord, we remember that third Sunday again we continue. You know, I just want to tell you one thing. Battles of life, there are battles in life. And when there are battles in life, God has already, declared who will win the battle. The fact that you have a battle does not mean that God is not on your side. And of course, it's always a confirmation again that God is working with you. Sometimes people will say it is as a result of your sin, iniquity. That is why you have a challenge. It is not 100% true. It is not 100% true. The fact that you have a challenge does not mean that God has abandoned you or God is not in the battle. God is in the battle. And times without number, God wants to show himself that, look, for this my son, this daughter of mine, I have confidence that he will put you to shame, devil. And the devil will be doing all manner of gymnastics, And God will say, okay, let's begin to see May the heavens rejoice over you, over every issue, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will never be a loser. You will never disappoint God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you consider the secret of enduring victory, the secret of enduring victory lies in, I will call them about five, I will say five that I identified, of five basic factors, but we will look at one today. And that one is so wide that I don't think we can cover it, but we will speak briefly about it. When you consider Psalm 27 that we read, you look at something there. The psalmist said something. And he opened the scripture and he said, "The Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. It's my salvation. It's my strength. Whom shall I be afraid of?" Whom shall I be afraid of? I have the Lord. The Lord who owns the whole universe as my God is my light. Is my light. Is my salvation. So whom shall I be afraid of? He developed so much confidence. And you look at it. What is the secret of the confidence? Why is this man full of confidence? And he said, he went further to say, look, even they, many came to bombard me, to hit me up. They came, but they missed it. They stumbled. They came. It's not that they will not come, but they will stumble. Why? Because the Lord is my strength. When the Lord is your light, darkness cannot overcome you. This last quarter, darkness will not overtake you. I said, darkness will not overtake you in any area of your life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes further. And it's, you know, when you consider the scripture, I was saying, I'm just introducing. And it says, in all these things, there are one thing I'm desiring. But they're not about all these things that the enemy is doing. But one thing I'm desiring. What is it? He says, look, he says, for one thing I've desired in the midst of all the noises that are around, is I desire of the Lord. And I will seek after, I will continue to thirst after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Let the devil continue to use his head to walk on the ground. My primary concern is how to seek the presence of the Most High. Let him continue to roll on the ground. My primary, my major aim says, I seek after, and I dwell, and I desire to behold the beauty of the Lord. This is one thing I want to enjoy. This is what my heart is yearning for. This is what I am desiring for. This is what is consuming my spirit and my soul and my heart. Irrespective of the environment and situation, the enemy tried to bring all manner of distractions. I brought that not. My attention is fixed upon to see his glory, to see his beauty. And you know what? Because when your heart is fixed upon him, what happened? The Lord takes over your battle. He takes over. He takes it over. God takes it over. That is, God sees that you have handed the battle to him and you have forgotten the noise of the enemy. Let the enemy continue. And it is God that is going to deal with the enemy and not you again. Most of us, we have, But we have refused to engage the commander of the host of heaven, the commander, the man of war, the Lord that is mighty in battle. We have refused to engage him. And it's just like when all the recruits are fighting and there is a commander in chief. And they decide to leave the commander in chief and they continue to fight. Small, just a small thing that the commander in chief, because he is the commander and he knows the secret of everything. He knows the right way. He knows the right thing. He knows the right target. He knows where you can eat. Pim! And that will be breakthrough. There will be victory. And we will continue night and day, binding and loosing, breaking and destroying. But the commander of heaven is standing. The commander of the host of heaven is standing. Why don't you release this battle to me? Why don't you hand it over to me? Why don't you submit this battle to me? Why don't you give me this battle? And enough, you have stressed yourself too long. You have labored so much. You have moved from fasting to fasting, from biribiri to biribiri. But you have not handed over this battle to my hand. I am God of all flesh. And when in a secret place, we have not really got to where we are going. When a secret place, it is where the presence of the Lord, because he knows that the psalmist says, let me desire, this is my desire. Let me get the attention of heaven over this matter. I have struggled. I have prayed on my own, but let me get heaven's attention. And he goes further. He said, look, if I can put up this fan, it's trying to disturb me. Okay, thank you. And it goes further to say, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Verse 6. His head now, because of what? Because I have decided to seek the beauty of the Lord. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies. And now my head shall be lifted up because I have decided to see the beauty, to seek the beauty. In other words, and now the battle has finished. The matter is this. The enemy always want to shift our attention from the Almighty. And he wants us to focus on him every time. And want to show that he takes so much time of our own. And whereas we're supposed to focus on the Lord. But today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we decide to seek the presence of the Lord of heaven will lift our heads above our enemies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you come to the secret place of the Lord, the scripture tells us, it says, in that secret place, that is the secret. Because the secret place, the secret pavilion of the Lord, the secret tabernacle of the Lord, that is where you have wisdom of God to undo all issues about your life. Where you have wisdom to undo matters. Where there will be insight to the issue or challenge around you. Where the enemy has, you know, when you look at the scripture, look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Look at it briefly. Let's look at it. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Ephesians 1, 18. No, look at it now. Let's just look at the first section. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. One major attack that the enemy wants to accomplish first is to blindfold our eyes, to make us to be ignorant, to make us to be blind, to make us not to have understanding about situations around us. The Bible says that our eyes of understanding be enlightened. In a spiritual warfare, in our victory, in our ways to move forward this month, our eyes of understanding must be enlightened. Your eyes of understanding must be opened. It is when your eyes of understanding is open that you will begin, you see, so what have I been doing before? So this is how the Lord has helped me out. And that can only come in the secret place of his pavilion. That can only come in the secret place of his tabernacle. And that is why David was saying, look, one thing I desire in the midst of turbulence, in the midst of everything, is give me God. Give me the presence of the Lord. That's what I need. I need the presence of Jehovah. And once I secure his presence, I need him. I want to see him. I see his glory. Once his glory, his beauty overshadow me. Where is the enemy that will come? And that is the reason why we always say, go and stay in God's presence. Go and stay in God's presence. In the presence of the Lord, you get his attention. Now, let's hold that one. One more thing that we talked about. Let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19. Because once God takes over your battle, it is finished. It is finished. 1 Kings chapter 19. Chapter 20 right now. We are not going to read, but we just share some things here. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered, look at it, look at that verse 1 only. Gathered all his hosts together, and how many? 32 kings with him, horses and all manner of things, chariots, to besiege Samaria, to fight against a city of God. And he started, he was warring against them. And he threw a challenge. Of course, when the battle happened, God rose. That was in the time of Ahab. God rose. And what happened? God decided to deal with the armies of what? The armies of Syria. And they were slain. And Benaiah said something which provoked the anger of the Lord. Not knowing that God's presence, not knowing that God was having a covenant with these people. And he said, look at, verse 20, because of our time, I'm just trying to rush. Verse 20, let me just see. Let's look at verse 23. Let's look at verse 23. I'm sorry, verse 23. I'm trying to see what I can do. Well, okay. Yeah. Verse 23, yes. Verse 23. The servants of the king of Syria said unto him, their gods are gods of the hills. Therefore, they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain. And surely we shall be stronger than them. Ah, you can imagine what an insult. That your God is a God. My God is a God of January. He's not a God of October. That God is a God of the rich and not the God of the poor. And that's a challenge, that God is a God of winter, not the God of summer. That this God is a God of the land, not the God that reigned over the sea. It was a serious insult. And God said, so you can bring a limitation to my power, you Beniahad. You can limit my strength, oh you Beniahad. You can limit my ability, oh Beniahad. And most of us, we do the same thing. We limit God's power. We limit God's strength. We limit God's grace. We behave like Beniahad. Beniahad, he puts boundary. I know, just look at this God, dear God, is limited. He's a God. Let us go. Let's take the battle. Let's take the battle to the valley and see whether they will win. Forgetting that our God covers all the heavens and the whole earth. He reigns in the affairs of men. He rules over the whole universe, seen and unseen. He is a God of the beginning. He is a God of the end. He is a God of tomorrow. He is a God of today. He is a God that has no end. He has no beginning. He is the only true God. He is the only wise God. That no man can determine the extent of his power. No man can determine the extent of his glory. No man can determine the extent of his majesty. And Beniahad said, opened his mouth and said, let's leave them. Ejekalopade. Let's go and meet them in the valley. But where are we going? We are talking about getting the secret place of the Lord. When you are getting the secret place of the Lord, God will confirm. God will fight your battle. Not knowing that God has the battle is not to the strong, not to the mind, it's for God. So whatsoever you are going through right now, by the name of the Lord Jesus this month, would you like to hand it over to the Lord? Would you like to hand it over to the Lord? And that is how you can enjoy the enduring victory. That you will hand over all to him. God took it over. And when God takes something over, it is settled. The matter is settled. Time does not permit us to look into details of what how Benihah had, you know, was making all the noise. I just want us to just look at that one briefly and then declare that, look, our God is the one who builds, is the one who demolishes. He's the one who gives life and he can kill. He's a God that cannot be determined. His glory cannot be determined by man. His power is not restrained by any power. No man can restrain him. And so, as you are going into this new month, as you are moving into the month and to the last quarter, as you are moving, you know, into the last 3 months of the year, I want you to secure the full presence of the Lord. I want you to secure the presence of Jehovah. And as you secure his presence, you will see that the Lord will confirm that he is your God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Joshua chapter 2, God talked clearly to Joshua. He said, I'm going to extol you before all the people of Israel. I'm going to extol you. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord is going to extol you this month. He is going to extol you this month. This month, the Lord will extol you. As you bring every area of your life before him. Lastly, the same Psalm 37, Psalm 27, verse 11. That is the core of where we are going. All these things that I'm saying is just introduction. You have not started. I just want to conclude with the introductory part now. It says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Why? Because of my enemies. There is one thing I identify as I continue to study this scripture and I stay in his presence. I discover that there is a relationship between victory and teaching of the word. When the Lord teaches you, when the Lord teaches you how to fight, no wonder the scripture says, you will teach me, you teach my hands for war. He says, teach me, Lord, teach me. When the Lord teaches you, a number of us, we are too academically, full of ourselves. We are too full of ourselves. That is what the Revelation pastor was sharing during the prophetic declaration. And it's only the power of God that can deliver us. We are too full of ourselves. And that is the, what do you call it, the pastor was praying about, and all the pastors were praying about, the sun seal, glass seal, rather, the glass sea. Because we ourselves, no, we put our seal, we put the seal upon ourselves. Sometimes we think it is the devil, but the seal is there because of our own. We manufacture the seal by ourselves and place it against God to work. But by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all these seals, the Lord will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we rise on our feet, we will be continuing. It's a long something, but we're starting to share a little. So, by the grace of the Lord, I pray that the power of the Most High God will grant unto us a heart after Him, a heart longing for Him. And by the name of the Lord Jesus, once we get unto His presence, He will teach us His way. He will teach us the way of victory. He will teach us the way. There are many things we do not understand. There are many things our eyes cannot see. You can't see. You don't even see. You open your mouth and say, "Be going, yow, 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 yow." You don't see. Except the Lord. Open your eyes. And you pity people. I just relooking. Sometimes when I sit down, I will be looking. Too many things are going on within me. And may the Lord open the eyes of this person. May the Lord open the eyes of this brother. May the Lord open the eyes of this sister. My prayer is that your eyes will be open. And that eyes will be only open when you seek His presence. Were you determined to seek His presence? This month, it's a new quarter. It's the beginning of a new quarter. Would you like to bow your heads and pray unto the Lord? Would you like to talk to the Lord? All the complaints you have been having, all the issues in your life, all the things that you have been struggling with, most of the time you lack wisdom. Most of the time, you lack direction because you do not seek His presence. You lack direction. When a man says he's confused, it's an indicator that this is a man who has not found a place in the secret place of the Lord. When a man says he's confused, confusion is a signal. We like to talk to the Lord. Speak to the Lord. Father, let your presence, oh God, consume my heart. Let your presence, let the desire of my heart be to seek your face by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the primary thing. This is the first step we are taking. This is the first step you are taking. There are many battles that the enemy cannot win over our lives, battles the enemy cannot win. But we are the one that is allowing the devil to make mess of our lives. But I want to say tonight or today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not going to permit the devil. I'm not going to permit the enemy. I'm not going to permit the enemy again in my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit divine, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will help me. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me by the name of the Lord Jesus. Help me, Father. Let your presence, oh Lord, fill my spirit, fill my soul. Let me be yearning. Let me be yearning. Let me be yearning. Psalm 27, verse 4, 5, it says, all that I desire, this is only desire I am looking for. I am seeking for the presence of the Lord. I am seeking for the glory. I am seeking for the beauty. I am seeking. Let me see you.
When I find you, I know confusion cannot stay. When I find you, oppression cannot stay. When I find you, sickness cannot stay. When I find you, barrenness cannot stay where you are. When I find you, Lord, all attacks cannot stay. Lord, this is my desire. This morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, take me to the secret place. Lord, take me to this secret place. Take me to this secret place in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Take me to this secret place. Heavenly Father, that you will take us to this secret place. Take us to this secret place. Holy Spirit, take us to this secret place in the name of the Lord Jesus. Take us to this secret place in the name of Jesus. Take us to this secret place. Let's pray, let's pray, let's pray. Pray, 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 pray.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, this morning, you draw us closer unto yourself. You hide us in your tabernacle. You grant us victory over the battles of life. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your servants that they are used for this morning. We pray for increased grace with a new anointing. We ask, O Lord God, Lord, that you increase it more and more in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Let us stand together for the Lord.